welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I'll actually be with you for 3 hours. First of all, we've got Siri being the fourth Wednesday of the month, and then that'll be followed up with Cindy McLeish. She'll be in the studio talking to us this afternoon. And then between 2 and 3, we've got choice tunes all lined up. I've got the guests coming in. I've got their music. It's all loaded on the computer. We're all ready to go. So it'll be interesting. Bit of an interesting story as well. But anyway, first of all, I'm with Naomi, and Naomi is with Siri. We should mention CIRE if you happen to be looking up. And she's in community engagement. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much.
Naomi, just before we get started, we did play a little promotion there that was produced by the young people down at the Yarra Junction Community School. And it's a big youth festival that's coming on. It's a youth concert on Friday the 15th of September from 5 to 8pm. There'll be youth musicians, food, stalls. I think I heard them say on that fairy floss. Sounds good to me. Then all our teeth will fall out. But anyway, it's at ECOS at 711 Warburton Road, Westburn. Now, the reason why I mention it, apart from it being a good gig, I believe a lot of the work going to put it on have been done by the young people, so it'd be terrific to get down there. Anyway, Naomi, having plugged everything up, it's time for us to get to have a talk. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Been a couple of months since we saw you, so
yes.
You've been a busy lady.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about, you've got a careers open day coming up. This is the new school that, or you're moving into another school, aren't you, up at Monbulk?
So Siri's purchased the school up at Monbulk there. So it will be our first prep to 12 as well, so for all school ages. But we've got the beautiful location. We've got the students coming in, as always, you know, waiting lists and whatnot. But enrolments are open for 2024. So now the next piece of the puzzle is finding great staff to work with the students. Correct. Yep. But it's a bit of everything. We want it to be a real... we really enjoy supporting all the students in whatever they need. So it will be teachers, but as well as, you know, wellbeing team, I believe occupational therapist, you know, get everyone in the school environment so that every student can be supported. Also an assistant principal role will be available there. So that's an exciting opportunity for someone working locally too, which is always fantastic.
It's a lot better than travelling down the freeways and out of the morning, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
And you were just saying that enrolments are open as now, so it's any year between prep and year 12.
Yes, yep. So it's a good alternative for some students, that individuals that aren't particularly engaged in mainstream schools. So if... I suppose I would recommend any parents or carers that are interested to definitely reach out to the team. They know what they do. They do it very well, so it's always worth a conversation.
And we've got to mention that it's a community school. It's not a special school. It's not for young people that have got physical disability. It's for people or young people, as you say, that may be disengaged from school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that every child gets their own... school plan, don't they, as to...
So the sort of the learning plan, there's a lot of involvement, I suppose, with the student themselves. It is their education journey, so the team work really closely in supporting that student to set goals and, you know, have a plan. It's a very live document, so it's constantly being looked at, reviewed and referenced in what they do.
And it's not like some of the major schools, which it's just a case of it's a plan that has to fit all. I mean, this is for each individual child, isn't it?
And Siri, I think across the board of all of our different services are very much like that. It's what each individual is going to need to succeed in their best outcome. It's not one size fits all.
What about your other schools like Berwick and Yarra Junction enrolments open now.
Enrolments are always enrolment inquiries are always open. Right. It just comes down to demand. But again, it's worth a conversation, because if we're wanting to support as many people as possible, and it's good to reach out, have that chat with the team.
Well, also, I mean, we're nearly knocking on the door of September.
Yes.
So we're in the pointy end of it now, and you certainly want to know where your child's going in the new year. And, you know, by the time December gets around, it's a bit late to be starting to look around, isn't it?
Yeah, so we just had some open nights for our school campuses, so they were really well received, and it was a good opportunity for students and families to come and check out the campuses. If people were still interested and they missed those opportunities, again, get in touch and go visit the school with the young person as well. Try and get them involved in the sort of the decision, because it's their, you know, it's them having to attend.
If they're not engaged.
Yeah. But look, I think they have a really good success rate in supporting students. So, definitely worth checking it out. Again, 2024 enrolments are open, so if you are looking for educational options for next year, like you said, now is a good time to be planning that.
What about this? The young people are going to the snow next week.
Yes, so, heading off there, making the most of where we live out this way. So, you know, it's good to have opportunities that aren't just strictly classroom. We try and get out and about as much as we can, and the benefit of, you know, we've got our buses that we can use for transport, so they're available for getting the students to and from schools, but also being out and about during the day. So, yeah.
There, apart from going to snow, like, you've got other groups that you go to or excursions too, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yep. So I suppose it's, volunteering, so working on, you know, a range of different subjects and interests too, but so being able to go, they went and did some rubbish collection at a beach, just to have that social conscience, I suppose, and encourage young people to look a bit beyond their own backyard sometimes. The visits to the Nocturnal Zoo, so that's a local business who's really supportive of schools.
That'd
and
be
students
great. So, Whereabouts do they take them? Just out in the wild, or do they have a special spot they go?
Well, that Nocturnal Zoo, I believe it's located in Mount Evelyn, and so a lot of school groups go in there. But I recently met with some of our Year 9 students at Yarra Junction and did some mock interviews to help them prepare for, you know. Yeah. So a lot of very nervous young people, but able to make it just a bit of a conversation about their interests. And at least two of them brought up, you know, that interest in animal studies and working with animals in some way. So aligning that with opportunities that are local and open to them helps build those interests.
Sounds good. We're just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Out of the suburbs by sunset, rain was falling, it looked like it would for a while. I had a radio, a six pack and some cigarettes. The radio died after the first 100 miles. I sang all the way to the border, and guess who's starting every rhyme? Well, you know and I know that love never runs on time. That old river till the morning. I stopped, I don't remember the name of the town, but the color of the coffee spelled a warning. It was the color of the river, but not nearly as brown. The waitress poured me another. I guess she was the mind-reading kind. Well, you know and I know that love never runs on time. You're lost in the traffic. I've been asking around, but you haven't been seen. I never thought we were perfect. Oh, but darling, what we could have been. Rain came and went all the next day. I pulled over sometime for a sleep on the side. Then I gunned her back out on the highway. I hit a big pothole and the radio came alive. I never heard a love song yet that I could call yours and mine. You know and I know that love never runs on time. Never heard a love song yet that I could call yours and mine. 'Cause you know and I know that love never runs on time.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Here of LAFM 99.1, baby.
I'm talking to Naomi again, who's a community engagement person down at Siri. Now, let's talk about, we've talked about the school, but you also run seasonal kindergartens and all sorts of things, don't you? So tell us a bit about that. And you've got a couple of big picnics coming up. I love these picnics. So first of all, tell us about the kindergarten, what's coming up, and then let's tell us about these picnics.
Sure. So, the Siri Early Learning Team has a few locations around the Yarra Valley. So we've got sessional kinder at Churnside Park and also Holland's Children's Centre. That's over in Pakenham. And then into
the school or just by itself?
No, it's a children's centre, so it's an early learning centre by itself. And then the difference is the integrated kinder, so that's within a long daycare environment. So for parents, if they're working parents or the kid wants to stay, or the child, I shouldn't say kid, but they can stay there all day and they can do their kindergarten hours within that long daycare setting.
But that's only at Yarra Junction, Mount Everly?
It is, yes. Yep. So it just comes down to, I suppose, what each community needs, although they're all sort of quite local. Some people prefer other things. At sessional kinder is that traditional drop the kids off for 3 hours of kinder and then we pick them up. So they're available at...
And a lot of that's free now, isn't it?
I believe so.
I think that included year four or something, if I remember.
Yes, and I think three-year-old kinder's coming next year as well. So it will probably change the sector a little bit and how it looks and timetabling for smaller kinders. But at the end of the day, it's about, the young children getting the developmental and education support that they benefit from in the long run.
And as part from that, it's socialising as well too, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. So I suppose an example of that, if we move straight on to our fun events. So part of the early learning program that they do every year is the Teddy Bears Picnic, which is a fan.
Have you got your teddy bear?
Not quite yet. I might hit my daughter up to borrow one.
You can't borrow one. You've got your own.
Well, I was actually the teddy bear last year. Yes, one of those ad hoc duties that just comes up in your role every now and then. I turned into Ted the teddy bear at the picnic at Churnside Park Hub last year. So that was a bit of fun, interacting, having a dance with the kids and all of that. So,
where are they this year and what's the date?
Yeah, so Tuesday the 24th of October in Yarra Junction, and then the Thursday of that week, which is the 26th of October, will be at Churnside Park. So a bit of planning time. The advertising will be out and about, so keep an eye on our Facebook pages and website for more details. But, marketing...
You can't hitch your daughter up for her teddy bear.
Well, all right, I can get one in the meantime. Who knows? I might end up being the teddy bear again. So, you never know what's going to happen in a day of work sometimes. But, really fun event, really well supported by other local community groups. I know the Yarra Junction one had CFA there as well, and we had drumming, we had all sorts of community groups that had contributed to it and donated to the little gift bags that everyone got when they came in. So, really fun morning out. Definitely if you've got young children in your lives, bring the kids, the grandkids, the niece, the nephew, any excuse to get along and have a good time.
And mum and dad can bring their teddy bear too.
Exactly.
You'd be surprised how many people over the years I have talked to that actually the wife or the mum has still got the teddy bear she had when she was a child.
Yeah, yep. So I've still got my child that I got for Christmas one year. She's buried away somewhere with the original clothing on her. These dolls were part of the gimmick was if you kissed their nose, that was like the ownership. That's how you became their mum. And I opened it up on Christmas Day and my older sister leaned over and she said, I already kissed her nose. And I said, well, I was devastated. So, but yeah, she's somewhere buried, so she might get to come out for the picnic maybe.
So you're also looking for educators too in that field.
Yeah, so like the schools, the early learning crew are looking for team members, particularly in Mount Evelyn. So being a non-for-profit or a community organisation, we can offer some good incentives in regards to wage. So we have access to the salary packaging, which I believe the figure's about $16,000 a year that's tax-free. So you can sign up. Right. So, yeah, it sort of offsets the tax bracket a little bit there, which is nice. And you get to work for a community organisation, so it's a good group of people. It's always a good team there.
All right, so we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah.
I should also mention, apart from that concert on the 15th of September from 5 to 8pm at ECOS, the principal at the Yarra Junction School, Jackie Walker, is also appearing with her band at the Oak Tree Tavern in the Basin on Wednesday the 30th of August, which is next Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday night from 8 o'clock. So it should be a good show. We play occasionally one of her songs here, so it's great to support local talent, as well as particularly to support the young people with their festival that's coming up. So if you can go along and listen to Jackie. And in a minute, we're going to tell you a bit more about the youth concert. But anyway, we're talking to Naomi. Naomi, you've got a Halloween party coming up as well.
Yes. Yep. So again, that's in Yarra Junction. So it's the week after our Teddy Bears picnic. So it will be busy up there. But yeah, obviously Halloween, Tuesday the 31st of October. And that was immensely popular last year. It was really great to see so many people out and about. Local businesses in the main strip of Yarra Junction get involved. Yeah. And so participants, so predominantly children, but you know, families can come along. Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great family event. Yeah. But, yeah, go along to all the different retailers and shops and businesses in Yarra Junction, and everyone really got behind it. You get little goodies at each place and mark off your little bingo sheet. The library up there was fantastic too, with I think they had a sausage sizzle for dinner potentially. So, yeah,
so
it's...
it was during the day or
it's an evening. Yeah, yep. So after school, because it is a school day. So, yeah, quickly get home from school, change into their costume and come on down.
Into daylight savings too, wouldn't we?
Yes, yep. So last year, unfortunately, it was quite a rainy October. I think it was actually just after or just before those floods in Yarra Junction, unfortunately, that hit, you know, a few different towns around the area. But yeah, hopefully this October will be a beautiful sunny Tuesday evening and everyone can get out and about.
And the ever popular Twilight Market is coming up at Churnside Park.
Yes, yes. So our community markets there are still going from strength to strength with our Easter, our winter market, and of course the Twilight Christmas market. So this year that's on Friday the 1st of December. So getting, you know, hit the ground running for your December Christmas shopping and get it all out of the way on the 1st. And then you can relax.
All right, we'll just go and take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Naomi, you want to tell us a little bit about Awellan, which I believe is the Outer Eastern Local Learning and Employment Learning. Is that right?
Yes. So, right. Yeah. So the LENS, as they're affectionately known, are Local Learning and Employment Networks. So being the Outer East, we have Awellan. So there's also the South East, which is Salan. So they're a great resource. They build networks with schools and employers, communities and families. So young people looking to gain employment and local employers looking to gain staff, they're a really good resource to connect.
So we have Expos, do you?
We do, yes. So funny you mentioned that. we've recently done one. They hosted the Yarra Rangers one at Chirnside Park, at our community hub, in fact. So that was a great evening. We've got one over at Knox this Thursday, the 24th, and then Maroondah also on the 7th of September.
Where are those, do you know?
Yeah, the council buildings, maybe. Yeah. but definitely Owellan, it's O-E-L-L-E-N. So if you're wanting to Google that, that's a great resource. They also have a traineeship and apprenticeship information session coming in October. So if people are looking or students are looking for potentially that traineeship apprenticeship model, then that would also be a good information session to get to.
All right, so and they're on the 7th of October. Pardon me, the traineeship is on the 19th of October.
Yep.
And the course information, do you know where that is?
That's series one. So with our 2024 courses coming up very quickly, we're opening up our training spaces as for a public information session. So Thursday the 26th of October from 4 till 6 p.m. It will be a great chance. Come along, see our training rooms, meet our trainers, learn a bit about the courses we do and the industries and the roles available for those jobs.
Now, what's the graduation night coming up? I don't know what RTO means.
Yes, that's all my jargon. Registered Training Organisation is the RTO. So that's the section of CIRI that I predominantly work in. So all of our students who have graduated, so from the Cert 3 Community Services or Childcare through to our Diploma of Community Services, all students who have completed their courses in the last 12 months will come along and have a graduation ceremony and celebration.
And we should also mention, apart from all the things we've talked about, CIRI also run training programs, don't they, as well, such as the RSA, First Aid,
yep.
pardon me, and also child care and aged care.
Yes, yep, and education support, which is that teacher's aid role in schools, Certificate 3 in business for basic sort of entry-level admin roles. A huge range. So always check out our website, which is CIRI.org.au, which is CIRE.org.au, or our Facebook pages for more information. Really great training environment. It's a good tertiary option for people if they're looking at exiting school, potentially year 12s at the end of the year, looking for what they want to do. It's a very supported environment, offering classroom or workplace or online training. So we cover a range of options for young people, or people from any age, really. A lot of people looking to change careers these days. We also have on that RSA food handling space a program called Jumpstart for Jobs. So that's run over 3 days at Chirnside and Lilydale. So the next one's coming up over the school holidays in September. So that's a really great opportunity for young people that, you know, they have a few days spare over their break and they can come and gain their RSA certificate, gain the work, say, the food safety and also some barista training and customer service skills, which makes them extremely job ready for particularly our region with tourism and hospitality jobs quite available. If they, sorry, I'm still talking. if they enjoy that, we've also got Project Siri, which is a 6-month course that gets them certificate 2 in tourism and also cookery in that hospitality space.
Now, I guess the other thing is too that particularly with the aged care and the early learning, mm-hmm. you can almost guarantee yourself a job.
Absolutely.
You complete that successfully.
Yes. Ironically, we've got a lot of places that we talk to at the moment who would love more staff, but they don't have staff to train students. So it is in a very high demand area still. So we're supporting local businesses and local students as much as possible to align them and match them up.
Sounds good. We'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Have your paper and pencil ready, because Naomi's going to tell you how you can find out more about whether it's jobs or whether the school. And remember, plenty of jobs in this Mount Evelyn school coming up. So paper and pencil ready, and she'll tell you how you can find out more.
There's going to be some quaking and a whole lot of shaking. Everybody, it's a 6 o'clock. There's going to be some swinging and a whole lot of singing. Everybody, it's a 6 o'clock. Some rockin' and rollin', everybody, it's 6 o'clock. The guitars are strummin' and the hit tunes are comin'. Everybody, it's 6 o'clock.
Of course, that's the great Johnny O'Keefe and what was called Rock Time. And, of course, this Sunday night between 6 and 8, it'll be Matt Shaw doing the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. I was here last Sunday night and I'll be back Sunday week, so have a listen. But anyway, we're here to talk about Siri. I can get off the track a bit, but when I get the old music. Righto, we've got people. Now, it doesn't have to be mum and dad. It might be grandma and grandpa that have been listening to us today and think, either this school sounds terrific for my grandchild or my child, or maybe it's a lady listening that lost her job because of COVID and some of those jobs haven't come back. Maybe she could be interested in aged care, learning all about how to do that, or early learning. So how are they going to find out more about it?
Yes, so the biggest thing to remember is Siri is spelt C-I-R-E. Our website is siri.org.au, so again, C-I-R-E.org.au. You can get in touch via email, just info@siri.org.au. Facebook pages, every one of our groups, so early learning and the school and the training and the community hubs, each have a Facebook page as well as Siri services in general. So there's a lot to follow, but there's a lot that we do. So if you want to go through and like each of them, you'll always be up to date with what we've got coming up. And if you'd like to just give us a call, the lovely customer service officers there will always be as helpful as possible and pass you on to the right person. So that phone number's 1300 835 235. And I'll say it again because I always get told to. 1300 835 235.
Right, that's terrific. Now, let's just recap. There are a couple of things I really want to re-mention. And that's the teddy bears picnics.
Yes.
There's two things that I reckon are terrific. And I mean, everything is, let's be honest. And if somebody's listening and they've got a child to go to the community school, then that's most important. But you've got the Teddy Bears Picnic coming up in Yarra Junction and Chirnside Park.
Yes. So in October, late October. So Yarra Junction on Tuesday the 24th of October and then Chirnside Park on Thursday the 26th of October.
So do all the teachers bring along their teddy bears?
I believe so, yes. Right.
So
yes.
You've got to take yours too.
Yes, I will, yes. Unless, like I said, if I get rung into... be the teddy bear. That's always an interesting...
But a teddy bear can carry a teddy bear too.
Well, yes, you can. But I'm a bit busy dancing with all the little children at that point. So.
But look, we should also mention, because I think this is a terrific opportunity to get on in on the ground floor, is that you've got a number of positions available at the Mondolk campus.
Yes.
Community school, and there are all sorts of jobs, aren't there?
There are, yeah, like we were saying, teaching staff, wellbeing staff, allied health professionals and an assistant principal role as well. So, yeah, really exciting opportunities because the teams at the schools are great. It gives you flexibility and really inspiring people to work with and alongside.
And I guess the other thing that we do need to mention, it's not just for there, but I guess for the kinders as well as... the other schools, is that we're just knocking, another week's time we'll be knocking right on the door of September.
Yeah.
You really, if you've got a child that's going to start school or hasn't been a real success at the school they're at because they just can't seem to fit in, you really need to start to look around now, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm finding the same with my training courses as well. So semester one will be starting in February for us, so it's not too early to inquire if you're looking for a bit of a change of direction for next year. Early learning, so from really babies to adults at every stage, Siri's got an option.
From coming in to going out.
Yeah.
Just, I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Look, I think you can get paid while you're doing some of that training, can't you?
Yeah, so with our accredited training, there are traineeships available, so we can work with local businesses to try and help fill some positions, and they can gain some staff at the entry level, and the staff will learn while they earn, which is always a fun thing.
Well, which is good because, you know, particularly if it's a person, and I talk very often, the ladies are the ones that have... had the children now trying to get back into the workforce, it's not easy to be sort of just training and nothing coming in. If you can get a bit of a traineeship and earn some money at the same time, because let's be honest, that's why they're going back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. We've also, our classes in the classroom are only 2 days a week, so we have students that do the first couple of units, gain a bit of confidence, and then they've got 3 days a week to work part-time around other commitments too.
And from what you hear on the TV and the radio, these, particularly the age and the early learning, mm-hmm. are really crying out for staff, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we've got the school ourselves, we know that education support role is also in demand. So that traditionally called a teacher's aide, or that's had lots of names over the years, but that's great because it's school hours and school holidays, so it's really good for working parents.
You're going to be home while the kids are home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me, I'm going to throw a quick question at you. We've got we've got another couple of minutes. The food truck.
Yes.
How's that going and where's it appearing?
Yeah, so the Project Siri, which is that tourism and cookery hospitality course that I referred to before, the food truck has events coming up nearly every weekend, I think. So whether it's locations vary, so... Project Siri will do catering, whether that's out of the truck or not, just depends on location. So, for example, Project Siri will be at the O'Allen event at Knox on Thursday night, but because of the location indoor event, we'll be just providing the catering. So it gives students a chance to gain experience with event planning, menu planning, all of those aspects of it. And actually, you know, it's not just books that they're looking at, it's actually getting out there and getting the practical experience. Yeah.
I mean, nothing can beat practical experience on the ground.
Yeah, and especially in the tourism sort of sector as well, we're working with Yarra Valley Tourism to gain those contacts for the students so they can build their network. So when it does come for that employment opportunity, they've already got contacts and they've built rapport, and the providers and employers have seen them in action because they've been out there.
They know what they're like.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, if you've got an inquiry on any of this that we've talked about today, 1300 835 235. It's manned Monday to Friday. It's not just one of those things where people got a distraction come from. it's not just...
No, we're full office hours.
That's it. Yeah. That's
what I'm
talking about. Anyway, 1300 835 235, or look up on the website, Siri, C-I-R-E, and I'm sure there's tabs already. Now,
yes.
Maybe I've got to go.
No worries.
Thank you very much for coming in yet again.
Thank you very much.
And I hope hope we've generated plenty of people. And, of course, for the new school up at Monbog, whether it be for a job or whether it be for an interview. Coming up, we've got the news, and straight after, I've got Cindy McLeish coming in.